Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is The Times evening briefing on Monday, the 6th of May. There are reports that the Hamas leadership has accepted the terms of a ceasefire deal in Gaza. In a statement, the group says it's informed Qatari and Egyptian mediators of its decision. The finer details are yet to be announced, including how long it will last and what this means for hostages being held in Gaza. Earlier, the Israeli military had told more than 100,000 Palestinians to move from the eastern part of the densely populated city of Rafah as it plans to move forward with its military operation in the area. Jotam Confino is the foreign editor of Jewish News, who's in Israel. He told Times Radio that any attack would be a disaster.
Israel has carried out airstrikes in Rafah, as expected. They also did that last night. And this is part of Israel's maneuvering inside Gaza before they send soldiers into specific areas. And they have begun also sending text messages to Palestinian civilians, telling them which areas they need to evacuate from. And they've also been dropping leaflets from the air. But of course, this is going to be a disaster. I don't think anyone is in doubt.
The new leader of the Scottish National Party, John Swinney, says today marks a new chapter for his party and his country. He's also expected to become Scotland's first minister, but will have to get the approval of Holyrood first. The Times Scottish political correspondent John Boothman said that his speech at lunchtime wouldn't have gone down well with everyone.
It's very John Swinney in this new leadership role, signalling a dash for the centre ground. It's something that will not please a lot of people on that progressive wing of the SNP and the Greens, that he's focusing on bread and butter issues. There was a big emphasis there on talking and not shouting.
Meanwhile, the leader of the Scottish Conservatives, the government's official opposition at Holyrood, thinks that Mr. Swinney will create division. Douglas Ross said the new leader's emphasis on independence will not unite people and gave Times Radio his analysis of the speech.
That was a very articulate speech. John is a very experienced debater, and he will need to come across with that openness of being willing to listen and work with others. But while he said his priority will be education and health and the economy, these should have been the priorities of the SNP in government for the last 17 years, so why do we have issues with them?
The Prime Minister insists the results of the next general election are not a foregone conclusion. Rishi Sunak has responded to the Conservatives losing hundreds of council seats in England and picking up just one regional mayor. Some within his own party say he needs to take a tougher stance on his domestic policies. And Chris Smythe, Whitehall editor of The Times, says it's difficult to know how the Tories can win back voters.
The problem is they've been saying for the last 6 months that the economy has turned a corner, and voters don't seem to be listening. So the question is there anything they can do now that will really make voters, you know, take a second look and pay any more attention than they have done in the past? What's going to do differently to make them change their mind?
Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Paris, where he's met with French President Emmanuel Macron and European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen. It's his first visit to the EU in 5 years, with trade and Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the agenda. Adam Sage is the Times correspondent in Paris. He explains what happened after the visit to France.
From France, he's going to Belgrade, and he's going there on the 25th anniversary of the NATO bombing of the Chinese embassy. So that is obviously a pretty symbolic visit, which shows where his stance is on Europe. And then he's going on to Hungary to meet Viktor Orban. There is a symbolism and a meaning behind the places he's chosen. And I think the meaning is to show that he is coming to Europe, but he's looking at people who are perhaps hostile towards the United States.
And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day and night on Times Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.